Keene State College is saying farewell to its president of 8 years. Helen Giles G. is leaving the school at the end of the month to become president of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia. Giles G. says she and her colleagues have moved Keene State forward over the last 8 years, adding new programs of study, revising the general education curriculum, updating facilities, and expanding partnerships with employers and the community, all in a time of significant change for the university system and for the economy. I sat down with Helen Giles G. to get her impressions about how New Hampshire's public colleges, including Keene State, are likely to respond to these dramatic changes. The first point she made was that each school will look to make their offerings more unique to New Hampshire college students.
The state is very fortunate to have a system of institutions that are very unique. As Keene State focuses on the undergraduate experience, then you have University of New Hampshire that has full doctoral programs and is a land-grant institution. Then you have Plymouth State University, which is a comprehensive institution providing the applied doctorate with the EDD degree and many master's programs. And then Granite State that offers the adult education and continuing education and online. What I think you're seeing is a transformation of each of these institutions to become even more of what they are, including more technology, including different delivery mechanisms, but offering something that's pretty singular.
If each of these public institutions is trying to become more of what it is, each is also trying to do more with less. The legislature significantly cut state aid to public colleges in the latest two-year budget. Helen Giles G. says national research shows Keene State has held costs down while maintaining quality. But she also says colleges are probably going to be turning toward their communities and their networks more directly, as Keene State has done with alumni and businesses in the region.
We put the case in front of them and say, here are students who have needs, and they're able, but they need some help. And so we're raising money for scholarships to meet the demands of the jobs that will be available in the next century, or to be able to create the jobs that should be available in the next century.
Helen Giles G. talks about creating jobs several times during our conversation. She's convinced colleges need to play a role, but when technology can lead to new kinds of jobs or change existing ones, she says colleges need to do more than provide specific technical skills to students.
We've met with some business leaders. We asked them, what should Keene State be doing with regard to education? What are you looking for in terms of the workforce? And pretty much they talked about someone with the ability to think, adapt over the long haul, work in teams. And true for the manufacturers, some technical experience and know-how. But when we start to look at that, that really is the basis of a liberal education. We have over 70 manufacturers in the Monadnock region who are all saying they needed more employees with the types of skills, those other soft skills, and the manufacturing for jobs that are available now. So I think you'll see more collaboration than ever before between colleges like Keene State and businesses across the state for the quality of life of everybody.
And Giles G. says those collaborations can have other positive effects as well, especially in a state with the highest student debt load in the country and a state with a great concern about the brain drain, where new grads take their diplomas and their skills out of state.
When we talk about that question about student debt, you know, how valuable for a student to possibly have a paid internship with the opportunity for a position that they've already been educated for? Isn't that student more likely then to stay in the state? There are so many opportunities that abound, and that's the type of education we want to provide.
Helen Giles G. has been president of Keene State College for 8 years. She's leaving the college next month to take a position as president of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia.